This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rising up from New York's public powerhouse and the basketball home of the defending Mid-American Conference champions, we are the University at Buffalo Bulls. Live from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill, broadcasting on the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. This is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider.
Brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Welcome to UB Basketball Insider. I am Brian Wolf. We will be joined by Nate Oates in about 10 minutes, but first we have a special guest, the senior, the only senior on the UB women's basketball team, Joanna Smith, the newest member of the 1,000 Point Club. Joanna, nice to have you here today.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to have me.
Talk to us about, you scored your 1,000th point at Ohio, joining that elite club. Talk to us about what that moment was like, and when you think about being a 1,000-point scorer, you know, what that means to you.
It means a lot, you know, coming in my freshman year, not really knowing my role, not really even having a role, and just transpiring to my senior year and having that, you know, that lead role and being that player, you know, to make plays. It means a lot. You know, it's a blessing.
The team's 14-5. You're 4-4 in conference play. A tough loss last night. But what's the season been like so far? Obviously, you guys got off to that great start. You just had a three-game winning streak snap. But you like where the team's at overall right now?
Yeah, I mean, this season has definitely been a ride. You know, even with that loss we took last night, we've learned so much about ourselves last night. Like Coach Jack was saying in the locker room, we might have took that L, but we gotten better in that loss. So. Now we just got to take it day by day and move forward.
Talk to us about your point guard in that game. She had 16 assists and Stephanie Reed. You had 26 points, a lot of those coming off passes from your point guard. What's it like when you're out there on the floor and you're just watching and you're watching Steph just dish the ball and obviously tying a school record with 16 assists?
Sometimes it's actually not good because I'd be, kept watching just a lot, you know, just watching plays and watching Stephanie do her thing. And next thing you know, I got to snap back into him and be like, hey, you got to go. You know, get the ball or something like that. But, you know, having Stephanie on the floor is everything. You know, she's our leader. She's our general. But most importantly, she's a playmaker. You know what I mean? She's smart. She has a high IQ, probably one of the best on the team. And just having her on the floor is just great for us.
You guys had a really nice win this past Saturday. It was a doubleheader at Alumni Arena, and it was a sweep of the state of Michigan. The men beat Western Michigan first. You guys beat Central Michigan. It was a rematch of the MAC championship game, but it was also a rematch of a game earlier this year that you guys dropped in Mount Pleasant. You were able to come back and defeat Central Michigan 67-56. Talk to us about that win. You guys handed them their first conference loss of the year.
It was a good win. I mean, we just had to capitalize on things we did horribly last time we played them. I mean, we sent Central Michigan to the line about 38, 39 times. And when you get a team to the line that many times, the other team more than likely won't win. So we cleaned that up, and we cleaned up a lot of our offensive mistakes as well. And everything was so fluid. You know, our defense was fluid. Our offense was fluid. Everybody made open shots. Everybody took open shots, more importantly. And it was just a fun game.
Talk to us about the defense that you guys play under Coach Jack. I mean, you guys give a lot of teams fits. I know Bowling Green was a great defensive effort that you guys had. I think six or seven different players had steals in that game. You know, what's it like on the defensive end just in practice when you're practicing defense under Coach Jack and the staff?
Well, I think once we get everybody just flying around, you know what I mean? Our one defense is very good. And when we fly around the way we're supposed to, it's almost unbeatable. You know, like Coach Jack said, our defense can hold people under the 60 points. And when we do that, our defense is the main reason why we win those games. So we get everybody flying around, everybody on one accord. It'll just be so much easier, you know, to have that smooth offense flowing from our defense.
You're the only senior on the team. You know, when you look back you know, at the career, can you believe that it's your senior year, or you know, or do you feel like you kind of just stepped foot on campus?
No, still hasn't hit me that, you know, it's my last year here. Probably won't hit me till about February 25th, senior night, and even then it probably still won't hit me. But you know, these 4 years has been an amazing ride. I'm looking forward to the train still rolling, and I just don't want it to end, really.
You know, looking back on this is obviously the first time we've had you on the show this, you know, this year. When you look back on last season and the ride to the NCAA tournament, mm-hmm. how much fuel does that give you guys to want to get back there this year, for you guys to see mm-hmm. it again, but then also for your freshman class to experience that for the first time?
You know, it means a lot. It was only so far all of our games in. It was only one game that felt like that championship type of game thrill, and that was when we played Central Michigan last year. You know, after that win, I went home and I was just thinking, like, wow, we really were playing like, you know, the MAC championship team. And when we play like that, and when a type of player like me get that feeling, and I just share that energy with our freshmen, it's just unbelievable, because I know we have a talented group of kids in summer and Tessie, and just giving them that experience early, I know Buffalo's going to be great for years to come.
What's it like to watch freshmen like Summer and like Tessie? They've entered the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. Just watching their growth so far this season, what's it like for you to kind of watch their games develop as the year's been going on?
It's fun, you know. Seeing them play, it was everything I wanted for me, my freshman year, and me not doing it. It's just amazing to watch their growth every day, you know what I mean? And it's sad that I won't be able to be here next year, you know, to help them grow as well. But I wish them nothing but the best of luck in their great group of kids.
We're talking with Joanna Smith, whose women's basketball team faces Western Michigan on the road this Saturday, a 2 p.m. start. Matt Mattia will have that call at 1:30 pregame. Your team is back home on Saturday, February 4th, when you host Kent State. So you got a little two-game road trip coming up,
right,
starting at Western Michigan. It's probably only the second time that you've played there at Western.
This will be my
third time playing. Tough place to play. I mean, what have you seen from the Western Michigan Broncos that you're gonna see on Saturday?
We did film today before practice, and one thing that stood out to me was their transition. They're really transition team, and their two guard, she's a prolific shooter, you know, and so we got our hands full with their transition and their run, and also they have a big kid down low who's averaging around 16 points a game, and anybody averaging around 16 points a game in our, you know, conferences are pretty tough, so we have our hands full with that.
And then you guys go to Toledo on Wednesday, which is another mm-hmm. rematch of a team that you played earlier this year. What'd you learn in that game against the Toledo Rockets that you guys can, you know, you can take into the game on Wednesday?
From Toledo, definitely our turnovers. They cost us early in like the 5 minutes. I think we had maybe around six or seven turnovers, and that's just from picking up 2 feet and just traveling with the ball or not meeting passes, and they're getting transition buckets. And we talked about after the game, you know, we take away our turnovers, unforced turnovers at that, and their transition points and our free throws, and we win the game, you know what I mean? And not only that, we miss around 15 free throws, and we only lost by like 11. So we make our free throws, we win the game, and it's just something we have to learn from.
Not to have you obviously look past the rest of the season, but being a senior, what are the goals, you know, after graduation for you?
I don't know. If the Lord is willing, possibly play, you know, at the next level, if the Lord is giving me that opportunity. But as far as now, I'm just enjoying, you know, my teammates and enjoying my senior year.
What are you looking to work on here as MAC play continues, as you get into February and March and the MAC tournament?
Just work on chemistry. Pretty much the defensive end of the ball, you know, that's what won us a MAC championship, if you really think about it. So once we get everybody bought into the defense and everybody flying around and everybody, you know, having each other backs, we're going to be in great shape.
Well, you can see Joanna Smith and the women's basketball team. Their next game at Alumni Arena will be on Saturday, February 4th, when the Bulls host Kent State. For tickets, call the UB ticket office at 1-877-UB-THERE. Joanna, thanks for your time. Good luck on Saturday. Good luck on Wednesday, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
When we come back, we will talk to Nate Oates. You are listening to UB Basketball Insider from Santoris Pizza, Pub, and Grill.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $289 per month. Only $289 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com. Buffalo sports fans, get to Alumni Arena for Bulls Jam on Tuesday, January 31st. The UB men's basketball team will host Central Michigan at 7 p.m. The Bulls are in the hunt for their third consecutive MAC title, and you won't want to miss it. For tickets, call 1-877-UB-THERE. That's 1-877-UB-THERE. Or order online at ubbulls.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott. One on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Back here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, you are listening to UB Basketball Insider. I am now joined by the second-year head coach of the UB Bulls, Nate Oates. Coach, since the last time we talked, A split, one at home against Western Michigan, and then a tough loss at Miami on Tuesday. But let's talk about that Western Michigan game. You know, maybe the best defensive performance that the team has put out all season, allowing just 54 points to a really good offensive Broncos team.
Yeah, you know what? Especially in the second half, I thought we came out with a real focus. You know, we didn't have a great first half. We were decent defensively, just not good enough. You know, we've been struggling offensively, so. We really have to be great on defense right now to win, just with the way we're shooting it. And you know what, I thought we were against Western in the second half. You know, I thought CJ was really good. Blake played a really good game. You know, I think that was the game. He was one rebound shy of a triple-double. So, Carruthers is playing well on defense. You know, when our defense is great, you know, we're in every game. You know, we give ourselves a chance to win it. And, that's what we did. We had a really good close to the game defensively. And, you know, we just need to see more of it on a more consistent level from everybody on the team.
Yeah, I mean, a tough one Tuesday at Miami where you know, you guys got off to a really good start and then just kind of faltered down at the end. I mean, was it shooting and turnovers kind of the, you know, really what kind of
yeah,
it did
you know what? I mean, we just, you know, it's hard to win games when you shoot 20% from three. We went a 7-minute stretch at the end of the game from, I think it was about the 8:30 mark to about the 1:30 mark, somewhere in give or take a few seconds, but we didn't even score a field goal. So it's just, you know, our defense wasn't great either in the second half. Like, you know, we gave up 44 in the second half. So, you know, we were up 8 at the half, and just when you get a team down, we were up 16 in the first half on them. So when you get a team down, you know, you got to be able to close it. And we took too many threes. Quick ones, you know, that's what we've kind of been going over with the team. Like, we're taking too many of them, really. Like, you know, we're not shooting them great, so other teams are giving them to us for a reason. We still have to find a way to get more twos. And the best way to do that, really, is to get stops and get out in transition. You know, we charted our stuff in the first 10 seconds of the shot clock. We were like 10 of 14 from 2, 3 of 12 from 3, and then, like, in that middle 10 seconds. We were still, you know, we were way better from two than we were from three. I think we were like 3 of 16 or something from two, like in that middle 10 seconds. We just got to do a better job finding better twos, get the ball to the rim, drive it, get to the free throw line more. You know, and we just can't go 7 minutes without a field goal. It just puts your defense at such a disadvantage. And we've been getting pretty good effort, I think, from most of the guys. You know, we still got to get a couple more to just max out every game. But, you know, we're playing well enough for the most part on the defensive end to get some wins. It's just we got to get the offense rolling in order to really, you know, really step this thing up to where we want to get it to.
One of the guys that's been doing that for you, especially these last two games, is Nick Perkins. Back-to-back 20-point performances, 21 against Western Michigan. He got to the free throw line, as you mentioned, 10 times, hit 9 of them. Had another 20 points against Miami. He kind of kept you guys in that game, I think, you know, in the second half when things weren't going great. What's Nick been able to do, you know, better here the last week that, you know, that's making him so successful offensively?
Well, I think he's finding himself inside a little bit more. You know, you can't – all you do is shoot threes. You're not going to get the free throw line to shoot 10 free throws. So, you know, that Western game, he went inside, dominated them. You know, and our point to him is, like, I really honestly believe there's very few people in this league, if any, that can guard him everywhere on the floor. Like, either, you know, like we're going to play Johnson at Akron. Well, Johnson can guard him inside, obviously. You know, he's a monster. But he can't stay with him on the perimeter. So what he's got to do is – you know, and they put the four men on him that aren't big enough to guard him. He's got to really go inside and just bury him and pound him, make him put the bigger guys on him. You know, and he actually got off against the zone in the second half against Miami, you know, and he was scoring. I think he scored on like 4 out of 6 possessions, and we just didn't do a great job of getting him the ball after that. That's kind of when we went in that slump there late in the second half. You know, he needed to actually see the ball a little bit more often. You know, we took a couple quick early threes from some guys that just, you know, we got to do a better job, of getting Nick the ball. He's playing at a really high level now. He didn't shoot it great against Miami from, you know, I think he's 1 of 5 from three. But, you know, he's getting inside, getting easy twos, which he's been making, and getting to the free throw line, which is what we want to see more of from him.
I know he doesn't like the reason why he found his way to the bench, but and I don't want you to give up your game plan for Saturday, but I mean, do you like seeing him kind of that six-man role? I mean, it seems like he's kind of thriving a little bit in that role the last couple of games.
Yeah, we've been talking about it. It's going to be a discussion. He's probably playing as well as anybody on the team. And it's like, do you want to take him out of that role where he's, like you said, he's kind of been thriving and throw him back in the lineup, and maybe he goes back to where he wasn't nearly as good? So, I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest with you. I if I knew, I wouldn't tell you anyways, but I really don't know what. We had a discussion. I will say he was on the practice team. I shouldn't say practice team. We call it scout team. He was on the scout team again today in practice, but I think that's helped him because he's able to figure out what the other team's running on offense. He knows it. You know, he doesn't necessarily guard it all the time in practice because he's on offense, but I think that's almost helped get his offensive game going too. You know, he's playing the other team's fours usually, and you know, runs their post-up sets and all different types of stuff, and he does a good job emulating it, and he's kind of been able to get his offensive game going that way. And then I think he's been pretty good defensively too, so I highly doubt we'll change it, but who knows, because we've got a shuffling starting lineup. You know, it's like a new one every game, so who knows who's going to start Saturday. We got one more practice before, and we'll see how tomorrow's practice goes, and after that I'll have a little bit better idea who's going to start on Saturday.
All right, Nate, well, we'll take a quick break with you when we get back. We're going to preview the next opponent in Akron, also talk about the next home game against Central Michigan, which is Tuesday night, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the Mid-American Conference and how that league is shaping up through the first 7 games of conference play. Right now, a quick break. You're listening to UB Basketball Insider from Centaurus Pizza Pub and Grill.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $289 per month. Only $289 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927, four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Buffalo sports fans, get to Alumni Arena for Bulls Jam on Tuesday, January 31st. The UB men's basketball team will host Central Michigan at 7 p.m. The Bulls are in the hunt for their third consecutive MAC title, and you won't want to miss it. For tickets, call 1-877-UB-THERE. That's 1-877-UB-THERE. Or order online at ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Back here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, I'm Coach, the head coach of the UB Bulls. The next home game for the Bulls will be Tuesday, January 31st, when the Bulls host Central Michigan. It's a rematch of the 2015 MAC Championship game. For tickets, call the UB ticket office at 1-877-UB-THERE. Before that, it's a rematch of the 2016 MAC Championship game when the Bulls face Akron in Akron, Ohio on Saturday night, a 7:30 start. Josh Schwetz on the call with a 7 o'clock pregame. Coach, obviously Akron right now, the kind of the class of the league. They're 17-3. They're 7-0 in the MAC. What have you seen from this Zips team?
They're good. You know, obviously, they shoot the three really well. You know what? They haven't changed styles really at all since I've been here. It's been pretty much the same. I mean, different pieces in and out. They've got one very good post player that demands a double from almost everybody. He leads the team in assists, by the way, in the year. So their center leads the team in assists, Isaiah Johnson. I don't know what they list him at for his weight, but whatever it is, you probably need to add about 30 or 40 to it. And I mean, he is huge. So they throw it into him. They wait to see where the double's going to come from. And then he sprays it. You know, if you don't rotate, first guy will hit it. If you rotate, then they just get the ball moving around. And they shoot a bunch of threes. They shoot a high percentage of them. And they're hard to guard. They'll take threes in transition before he even gets down the floor. Once they're in the half court, it almost always runs through Isaiah, through their five, and then you just play. So, well, you know, we were able to beat them last year when it mattered. You know, we dropped two during the regular season, beat them in the championship. So I'm sure they're going to hear it from their coaches all leading into this game about how we took away, you know, they were the one seed. We beat them, go to the NCAA tournament. They haven't been to the NCAA tournament since I've been here in the league. It's been, you know, a while for them. I know they're trying to get back. We were the ones that stood in their way last year, so it's going to be a heated game down there. I thought we had them last year, though. We were up 14 in the first half at their place last year and just kind of kicked it away, to be honest with you. So I do think we know, you know, I don't want to say we've got them figured out. We were 1-2 against them last year, you know, but we got the one that mattered, and that was a tight one. You know, it took a big shot by Blake to win it. But I do think we've got the right idea on how to guard them. You know, it's just, you know, how are we going to be able to execute it? And then really, like, are we going to have enough offense on the other end? You're not going to completely shut them down. It's not like they're going to get held to 50. You know, you're going to have to be able to score some points. So we got to start putting the ball in the hole, doing a little bit better job, you know, making some open shots, getting great looks. So it's going to be a good game. I'm not necessarily scared. You know, we're one game out of second place. And like I told our guys today, my first year, actually it was my second year here, but the first year we went to the NCAA tournament, we were a 2 seed. In the tournament, we won it. Last year, we were a 3 seed and won it. Like, we're one game out of second place right now. Like let's get rolling here and let's, you know, try to make sure we get ourselves a top 4 seed and let's go back and win this thing. Like, so I think it's go time. This will be a good game for us Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, when you're talking about Akron and a team that shoots all those threes, you thought when Kretzer graduated and McAdams left, then maybe those three-point guys, you know, were gone. But they just kind of reloaded and as you mentioned, you know, just kind of have guys that aren't afraid to shoot the three, and I think they're top 10 nationally in three-pointers made per game.
Yeah, they usually are. You know, them in Central Michigan, you know, our next two opponents here are both known for how many threes they take and make, really. So, you know, we've got to do a good job guarding the three-point line. Now, it's a little different. You know, Central's more, you know, they got the real quick guards. They don't have the big to throw it into. They're doing their stuff more off some ball screens and dribble penetration, where Akron's going to get their threes in transition, throw it into the big, wait for the double, you know, and then they kick the ball out, you know, and find the open guy. So they do it a little differently, but they both take a ton of threes and make a lot too. So, you know, it's going to test our defense, and it's going to be fun, I think. You know, I like playing these games. They're big environments, so we're going to have to bring our A game Saturday night down in Akron for sure.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Central Michigan. Obviously, not to look past the Akron game, but that is a game at home. It's a rematch of the first MAC championship game that you guys played in 2015. Tickets are on sale at the UB ticket office, 1-877-UB there. It's a Central Michigan team that's coming in with the nation's leading scorer, Marcus Keene, averaging over 28 points a game. He had 50 points against Miami last week. You know, talk to us about that Chippewas team.
I just read the Sports Illustrated article on him too today, which is interesting. You know, if you've got a kid getting an entire article on you in Sports Illustrated, you must be doing something. I mean, he really is incredible. I mean, he's got like the ultimate confidence you've ever seen. Like, there's not a bad shot for him. But it's not like he's shooting like a low percentage. Like, he is taking a bunch of shots, and he is making a majority of them, even the tough contested ones. So, you know, it's not like Miami just beat us. They're a good team. Like, you know, Miami had a pretty good game plan going in. They had them in check fairly well, you know, at the half, and then he just exploded on them in the second half. So that's going to be a tough game. And he's not the only kid they got. Like, the other kid, Braylon Racing, I mean, they're almost like clones. You know, like, Keen's shooting it a little better, and so obviously taking more shots. But the two of them, they're both like 5'9 combo guards that can shoot it at a high level. But their assist rates are high, too. It's not like they're selfish. Like, you know, if you want to, you know, you'd think you just trap them off all the ball screens. Well, they move the ball well, too. So, you know, he wants to be the first kid. You know, in the Sports Illustrated article, he's talking about he wants to be the first kid in like over two decades that averages 30 in Division I. And I think he's at like 29.8 or something. He's close to 30 right now. So Carruthers has kind of been our defensive stopper. He's going to have his hands full these next couple games. You know, Akron's got some pretty good guards themselves that, you know, they share it a little bit more. Don't have one guy averaging 30, but they're pretty good and shoot a lot of threes. So, you know, we've got our hands full on the perimeter guarding in the next couple games here.
Yeah, I mean, in Central Michigan, you know, they had a really good guard last year in Fowler, and I think the entire league was pretty happy when he graduated. And then, you know, they go ahead and they bring in Keen, who is a transfer from Youngstown State, and, you know, they don't lose anything there. But, you know, it's a home game, and it's an important home game because it's the first one that the students are back. And I don't know about you, but I feel like with just the way the schedule's worked out, the students haven't really seen this team play a whole lot this year. How excited are you to not only have a home game but to have the student body back on Tuesday night?
Yeah, it'll be fun for them. You know, I think, you know, hopefully we can put on a decent performance for them. Be great if we could knock Akron off going into it. You know, that we're going to have our hands full there. We just need to be playing well going into the game. And then, you know, Central's going to fly up and down the floor and shoot a lot of shots, so it should be an exciting game. We're not going to try to slow it down on them, you know, by any stretch. We are going to make them work for everything they get. But, you know, it'll be great to play in front of the students again. It's a lot better environment when they're here. And, yeah, we didn't have that many. You know, we got such a long winter break that, you know, we've got all those games kind of in between where they weren't able to see us. It's been a long time since they've been here. So it'll be fun. And one thing we didn't talk about, Akron's got the third longest home winning streak in the country. So if we could go down there and get it done, it'd be, I think they're at 27 now.
Yeah, it's the third longest home winning streak at 27. fifth longest just current winning streak. They've won 10 in a row. I mean, and you know, this is the team that their three losses. You talk, first game of the season against Youngstown State, where I think everybody's still trying to figure it out, first game of the season. And then their two other losses are Creighton and Gonzaga, and obviously, you know, the Bulls played Creighton as well. But I mean, that's some pretty stiff competition when you look at their losses.
Yeah, no, they played a good schedule. You know, I think teams in our league have taken notice of what we've done with the schedule for the last couple of years. At least some of them have. Some of them are just trying to get to 20 wins again for whatever reason. But I think Akron has toughened their schedule up a little bit, as you know, playing Gonzaga and Creighton both. So they're well tested, but so are we. And it'll be a fun game. You know, hopefully we can go down there. And I know Buffalo's broken some of their streaks before in the past. So, you know, we're going to give it a shot and see what we can do again on Saturday night.
Nate, best of luck Saturday night at Akron. That is a 7:30 start at Rhodes Arena, 7 o'clock pregame. Josh Wetzel on the call. And then the Bulls home on Tuesday night when they host Central Michigan in a rematch of the 2015 MAC Championship. Tickets are on sale at the UB Ticket Office, 1-877-UB there, or at ubbulls.com. That's going to do it for us here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. You are listening to UB Basketball Insider. Have a good night.
You've been listening to UB Basketball Insider, brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.